Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another exciting episode of Ladies, Get Your Prance On. And I'm going to have to add men, too, because we have men that are in our prancing kitten community, and we welcome everybody to join us. And today I am so excited because I have a special, special guest who has agreed to come back, and she is going to be talking about her journey that continues. She is an inventor, an author, a speaker, consultant, and a publisher. And Jody Harris has felt compelled to structure all of her business under Jody Harris, Inc. Her passion as an inventor is to solve problems that give peace of mind to anyone who travels. So welcome, Jody.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. It is such an honor to be back on your show, and I've been looking forward to this for at least a month or so since last time we talked. So thank you so much.
I am so excited, and I just want to give this opportunity for you because you have so many things going on, and so I don't want to keep interrupting you with a bunch of questions, but I wanted you to, if you could first start and explain about the Jody Harris, Inc. I'm so excited to hear about that. So if you don't mind starting with that, and then you can take over from there.
Yes. Well, great. Thank you, Lisa. Jody Harris, Inc. came together at the end of last year, and it was very important to me to bring all of my businesses under one umbrella. Therefore, I have my inventions that I have invented, ZipMe, which they're selling great on Amazon right now. We did have one little glitch with part of the string, but we have corrected that. And everybody who had an issue with it, we have sent them a free ZipMe, and sometimes we throw in a little bit extra because our customers are very important to us. The next thing is my Yet Be Gone, and I am currently going through a repackaging of the Yet Be Gone, and we are in negotiations with a couple of large convenience stores, and we hope to have our new packaging in there hopefully by summer. So That is just so exciting. We are also working on another project, another new invention that hope to have it out within the next 60 days. And it's barbecue related because, you know, I am a Miss Pitmaster. And we always, yes, we have a great time. But I can't talk about that one just yet, but as soon as I do, everyone who follows me on social media will definitely put in the plug and tell you how you can get a hold of this awesome new tool that we're inventing. So those are three things under the first part of my umbrella, and that's really what got me into business was all of my inventions. And then I started to realize that I had a story. I had a story that I wasn't sure I wanted to tell, but I needed to tell it. And once I started telling my story and getting it out there, the feedback was, I'm so glad you told your story. So I actually will be in another book that's coming out on March the 8th. Asa Laveau is the publisher, and it is I Am Woman Enough. And it's where he has taken 12 successful women that have had things in their past that they have overcame, and now they're running successful businesses or successful lives or in corporate America. And it's really going to be an exciting book. And it is going to be released on March the 8th, which is International Women's Day. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yes. So that is my second. So that is my, and I go a little bit deeper. So I know I've shared my story with you, and this time I went a little bit deeper because the ladies that I spoke to about domestic violence, they really connected with when I went deeper with them on a one-on-one level. And they said, Jody, you've got to tell your story more in depth because more women want to connect with you. They just don't understand what all you've been through. So it's very personal to me, but I'm glad I'm getting it out there again. And hopefully it's inspiring women to get out of that circumstance. The third thing under my Jody Harris Inc. Corporation is being a speaker. I have had some fabulous opportunities to speak to domestic violence organizations, and I'm actually speaking at a domestic violence fundraiser in March, and I'm very excited about that. And recently, I had an opportunity to speak to some young business women leaders that are still in college. Some of them were even entrepreneurs, and I was very excited, and that was through the American Association of University Women. And, you know, I think it's very important for them to have mentors like you and I, Lisa, someone that they can look forward to, that we can be a springboard for them, and give them opportunities that they're really searching for. So those were a couple of things that I've had the opportunity to speak at, and also an opportunity that's coming up. Another thing is I put under my umbrella is the consulting piece. You know, I had a lot of women reaching out to me, and just they weren't sure where to go. What are their next steps? And I have been working with about 3 different small businesses, and we have been working on putting their plan into action. And, you know, the feedback that I'm getting from them is they like to no nonsense. I'm pretty straightforward. Once we work on the plan, we have implementation dates. They follow up with me. They tell me what they implemented, what they didn't, and it's really working out well. But, you know, sometimes when you're a smaller business starting out, to hire some consultants is very expensive, so I did not want to price myself out of the market, and I still wanted to be of service to these small businesses, whether it's men or women, and give them the opportunity to bring their dream to reality.
I wanted to interject there. Sorry, I wanted to let people know that I've even referred people to you, you know, my clients, because so many people are carrying around this dream, this idea, this product, this service that's so unique, and they don't know where to turn. They don't know where to start. The only thing they can think of is Shark Tank, and the odds of getting on Shark Tank, well, you can probably explain that, it's next to none. And so they don't even know where to go, and the fact that you're offering, you know, to do consulting with them, to at least give them an idea of what to expect, or, you know, how much it's going to cost, or where you're giving them direction. I just think that is, I've never heard of anyone doing this prior to you doing this. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
You know, I really rely on my 20-plus years in commercial lending, the expertise that I've had to underwrite large loans. You know, I'm able to really drill down and see what you're trying to accomplish, where the value in your product or where the value in your service is going to be. And, you know, it's straightforward. I want them to live their dream, and if they can do the work and meet some implementation date, then I am more excited to hold their hands and encourage them so that they can, you know, live their own Shark Tank dream. Ooh, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, but it's just very important to me because they can realize there's some things that I can help them with about raising their own funds, that they can actually put their dream into place and they don't have to go into Shark Tank. But Lisa, I've got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I want to share a little bit later, but I just want to put that little bug out there right now because my fifth year is Jody Harris.
I'm excited.
Yes. The fifth tier is I became a publisher because when I began as an author and telling my story, I was very compelled with reading other people's story and giving them an opportunity to be able to share their story with the world. I had a very good friend that I've known for a while. She had been blogging for over a year, and she had these affirmations that really was about positive influence and really about decreasing negativity in the world. And I got with Kelly Cox, and I said, Kelly, you really need to publish this as a book. Well, the beginning of January, we got our book together, and she's published as 365 Affirmations to Smile. And this is changing the world. It's out on Amazon. Barnes & Noble is looking to carry it. They're even looking to allow her to come in and do a book signing. I mean, we're really breaking down the barriers. And then I have just signed a contract with a fabulous lady, Judith Inglesby. She is writing a book that is very dear also to my heart, Stone Benches, and it's Understanding the Invisible Footprints of Dementia. I am at all because Judy, both of her parents and her grandmother suffered from this disease. She's lost her mother and her grandmother, and she's now fighting this with her father. And it's her journey, because when I started researching about Alzheimer's and dementia, because actually my mother's going through this, there's not a lot of information out there. There's some medical books, but sometimes the way that the medical books are written are a little bit too technical. This book is going to be about a journey and what she has learned from her journey and what you can implement if you're going through this. As a caregiver, and it actually releases the guilt. So I'm very excited to be working with Judith. And I also have about four other books that are in the pipeline, 4 to 5 books. I can't talk about them just yet, but be looking for them to be coming out this year.
You know, Jody, you're a cheerleader for everybody. And so for those four people, I don't know if they're all women or women and men, but anyone that you're working with to help them finish their book, you're such a cheerleader that they will be inspired to finish their book, because you will be just as excited to share their joy and their victory. Because, you know, I recently had Kelly Cox on my radio show to talk about her book, The 365 Affirmations, and it those affirmations every day. I told her on the show, I looked them up. I don't go by the date. I go randomly, because I do a little meditation prayer, and then I go to what I feel is my message for me, right? You know, it's all about me, right? And it's just, it really warms my heart for the day. It's just like, okay, I got it today. This is my message.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful book. So I wanted to give a little shout out there to Kelly.
Yes.
That's a beautiful book.
Last year I would be on my treadmill getting my walk in the morning, and I could not wait for her to post her affirmation for the day. And she calls it her blog, Reasons to Smile. But I was so inspired by her thoughts that, you know, I'm on the treadmill and I really wanted to text her and say, can you hurry up and post your thought?
That is
but,
so cute.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's just so inspiring. So I'm so excited. And Lisa, you have definitely been an inspiration in my life. You know, there's been days that, you know, I just didn't know if this was where I was being led and if this was my vision. And I know I've worked with you, and you definitely helped give some clarity there. So I think you need a shout out as well. So you're definitely on my team.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on your team. I get so excited because I do get insight. I sometimes see things before you see things. I'm like, Jody, be prepared. This is going to happen. And, you know, it's like you with your authors. It's that's how I'm with my clients. When I am able to give them insight and let them know to just hang in there a little while longer, it's going to be about 6 more weeks and this is going to happen. It helps push them through. So thank you for that shout out.
Well, and Lisa, the thing I really wanted to share with everyone, and it's very exciting, and actually it is something that you foretold over almost 2 years ago that would happen, and it is coming to life. I will be publishing a book called The Real Life Pitch, and I'm hoping to have it out April 1st, or if not in the month of April. And what is the real life pitch?
Wow.
Well, the real life pitch is an opportunity for people to get some valuable tools that are small businesses that they can implement. And it's going to be written like the way that I like to learn is the common sense method. Always keep it simple. It's not going to be a technical book. It's not going to be a book that's taught by a college professor. It's going to be keeping it simple. And it's going to give you some valuable tools on about 10 different categories where you need to be looking at your business and you need to be implementing something. But then the last chapter is going to be amazing. The last chapter is going to offer them an opportunity, once they follow some steps, to be able to pitch to me and my team. And there's actually going to be real money that's going to go back out. Yes,
wow.
So,
wow.
Yes, and that is actually something you foretold a couple of years ago, and it really just came to me here about 3 or 4 months ago, and I sketched it all out, and I was like, this is what I need to do, because there are so many small businesses, and I get calls every day from people saying, you know, if I had $500, if I had $1,500, if I had $2,000, do you know what a difference that would make in my business? Therefore, I came up with this plan, and I'm going to implement it in April. I'm even going to make it available on Kindle for less than a Starbucks coffee. Can you believe that?
Wow! No, I'm being quiet. I'm just sitting here being quiet.
Yes.
Keep going.
I think Starbucks coffee you get for under $5, $4. I'm not sure what the price is, but you're going to be able to go to Kindle, download this book, go through all the opportunities and all the tools that I'm giving you, and then at the end, when you follow some simple steps, you're going to be able to pitch. Then I'm going to bring in the 10 best pitches, and there might even be more, because I'm going to, based on after I sell a certain amount of books, even if it's on Kindle, I'm going to start putting more money into the pot. And right now, there's $5,000 in that pot of funds.
Wow. Woo, woo, woo. I can't wait for it to come out.
I'm so excited. And this is me giving back, because it is so important. And a lot of people just need a little bit of seed money. And as you alluded to earlier, you know, I did try out Tank and another TV show that where they invest in your company, and I didn't make it, but that's okay, because to me that was a season. That was something I had to go through, I had to experience. But what I have realized is there's a lot of small businesses out there that need some of this equity, and they're not in the position to be giving away any of their business. So the way I'm going to structure my deals is I will still be involved, but it's not going to be in an equity position. And it's just so profound that I would even do this, but I feel very compelled to do this.
That is amazing. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of any idea like this before until you. This is so cool.
I haven't either, but it's something that I'm putting into place. It's going to happen. They're going to pitch to me and my team. And there's probably going to be more than one winner, because the feedback, I've been putting out some teasers and some testers. The feedback is small businesses are ready for this. And there's a lot of small businesses in the United States that is ready for some type of seed funding where you don't take an equity position in their business. And to have the consulting opportunities that I'm going to offer if they want to publish a book. I mean, there's just so many things and so many aspects I can help them with, plus my team can help them with. So I'm just so excited for this opportunity. And, Lisa, I'm so excited that you just gave me an opportunity just to talk about Jody Harrison today.
I'm so excited. So I want to ask you this, too, for people. There's a lot of people that I know personally, Jody, that want to write a book. but they're afraid, and they hear all these horror stories that they're going to have to pay $10,000 or $15,000 to write a book, and or they don't want to, or they don't know where to go or what to turn. Do you help people from the concept? I mean, do you have the editors and the illustrators? Do you have all those on board? Okay.
I do. I have a team. I have a team of editors, and I have a graphic designer who designs all the book covers, and then I have a team that helps me look over the books as well before we publish them. So I have a team of about that I work with,
okay,
along with my printer to get it to printing, and it's just really fabulous the way that it unfolds. And you know, sometimes it is a concept. People come to me, and sometimes it's, Jody, I've had this book in me for so long, and it's time to get out. And we just really work through the steps. I usually work very fast, but if they want to go slow, then that's fine. We work at their pace and what they're comfortable with.
That's what I love. You are not a pushy person. You do not push anyone. It's just like, no, you can't push a rope. You can't push a rope, and you know, when people are ready, they can do that, but they can still talk to you and find out what it is, you know, that they need to do. And that's one of the things that I learned about you.
And I can tell you this, it doesn't cost $20,000 for me to publish their book either. It's very reasonable, and they should be making that money back within a short amount of time, so.
And anyone can reach out and they can talk to you, and they can share that with you. We still have 9 minutes left, so I didn't know what next you wanted to talk about. I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up on where we're at with the time.
Oh, wow. This time has just flown by so fast.
I know.
You know, Lisa, I would just really like to put it out there that anybody who is starting up a new business, really look at the book, The Real Life Pitch. And like I said, for less than it costs you to go get a coffee at Starbucks, you're going to be able to download this on Kindle and read it. Also hope to have it out on Nook as well. Or you can even buy the hard copy on Amazon, because there's going to be so many different aspects of valuable information, all the way that goes back to my commercial lending days when I'm looking at credits, some things that you just really don't think of. You know, patents. How do patents work? You know, if you're going into business with someone, do y'all have an agreement ahead of time? Because I have a lot of people that I work with that are good friends that are going into business together, and from what I've seen previously with 20-plus years of lending experience, sometimes it doesn't end well. Sometimes somebody puts in money, somebody doesn't, and there can be issues. So, you know, I'm going to discuss some of the hard things that you probably don't think about. You know, do you have a savings plan in place? Have you been saving? If you've had an idea for 5 years, have you been putting back $20 a month or $20 a week, whatever you could afford, to help bring your project to reality? You know, how are you getting the word out about your product? Do you have somebody who can help you put together logos? You know, do you have a tagline? And there's so many different aspects that I delve into in this book. I really hope that a lot of people have the aha moment. Like, oh, okay, I see what the big picture is. But then if they're ready to take that step, ready to take their dream and make it a reality, then they can go through the steps. One of the things, and I'll give you a couple little secrets, Lisa, because you've been so fantastic, is, you know, they're going to have to shoot a video. They're going to have to shoot a video, but with a smartphone, anybody can shoot a video. You don't have to hire a professional to shoot your video. But there's going to be a few things that I'm going to look at in the video. I'm even going to tell them how to upload videos into YouTube, you know, because that's another way that a lot of people are getting exposures through YouTube. And it's really a venue or a market that a lot of people aren't tapping into. So within the book, they're going to be educated about that. So I'm really just hoping to give them the tools that they need to be able to submit a successful pitch. And then, how do you pitch? You know, I met a young girl who's a young entrepreneur the other night at the American Association of University Women. And she's like, I get nervous when I pitch, you know, but there's a few things that you can put into place to help you. You know, I have my little quirks when I have to get up and speak, but I've learned to overcome them. And so hopefully I can put in those little opportunities and little tidbits where they're going to say, okay, I can pitch to you, you know, and for them to also realize at the end of the day, I was in their shoes at one time. And I'm still that same person. So, you know, you don't need to be nervous. It's like coming on your show, Lisa. You've been a good friend. And over the years, I think I've lost being nervous. I remember the first time I was on your show, I was giddy. I was nervous, you know. And I always hope that you just keep learning and keep exploring and keep just building for your dreams.
Well, and I still get giddy. When I have a guest on my show, I get giddy having my guest and having you back again. I'm so excited because you always share such valuable tips and information. It's just like, come back, because I learned so much. You're so generous with all the information that you generously share and that you do. And, you know, for people that haven't met you personally yet, I mean, I had an event where you came and you were one of my keynote speakers. And you generously, you bought two spots, you bought two tickets, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw it out there and say, I mean, you didn't want anyone to know, you just did it. You brought tons of books, tons of ZipMe, tons of Yuck Be Gone for all the attendees. I mean, this was so generous of you, Jody, and you didn't want me to say it, but I'm saying it. I want people to know that you are a giver. You care about people, and you want everyone to be successful. You want everyone to be the very best that they can be because you've overcome a lot of adversity, which will be in your book, and I'll have to have you back to talk about that for sure. But, I mean, you've just overcome so much, and yet you're still the most loving, giving, generous woman that I know. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very honored by your words and very touched. I'm deeply touched by your comments, Lisa, and I do appreciate it. You know, I definitely just want people to understand that I've walked in your shoes before. And I think at one point in time in my life, I wanted help and I didn't know how to ask for help. And so giving these opportunities to individuals to be able to attend a conference, to read a book, to get their hands on one of my inventions that typically wouldn't be able to do that. That is where my heart smiles. That is where I am delighted because that, one by one, we're making a difference.
Well, you changed a lot of lives that day, and I saw it on their faces. And I want to cry when I told them not who it was from and what it was for. They both cried because they would never have been able to attend. And I just want you to know that, you know, you are so kind and you're so loving. And just coming on the show again, incredible. Well, we have 90 seconds left, Jody, so I got to jump in and say, how can people find you? How can they find your new website?
It is www.JodyHarris.com. And I'm also out on social media under Jody Harris. I have my page, Jody Harris Inc., as well, out on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter.
I love it. Well, Jody, thank you so much for coming, joining me today on this special edition of a Sunday, which is kind of fun. I've never done this before, so I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show today, and I will get all the other information attached to the show for people who listen to it later. So thank you, Jody. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. We will be back next Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? you have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.